Hard to believe it's almost the end of April, and we're still here. Can you believe it, Paul?
And it's not snowing.
It's not. We've had snow in May, so be careful.
I know.
Okay. We're going to talk tennis today with Eric Kringle. We'll have that coming up. I'm Tim Oast, better known as Toast, and here he is, Paul McDonald, or Jam. Mm. And he's going to have to find a bigger trophy case for all those trophies he's been collecting.
This one is a little smaller, so it'll fit on my desk. I didn't get to take the big one home. They wouldn't let me. I tried, but it wouldn't fit under my coat.
We tried to hijack that early in the morning, and they wouldn't even get us the door open. So,
are you still getting that? And sure, you're not the voices in your head?
I don't know. It could be. All right, it's the wind. I know the wind has got to do something with this. Toast and Jam brought to you by these fine sponsors, North Dakota Army National Guard, Jimmy's Pizza, and Nodak Insurance, Chris Quilvang agent. We had no winner in our trivia question last week. Kind of a tough one.
I was wrong. I guessed, my guess would have been wrong.
Really?
Yes.
So who joined Babe Ruth, Ty Cobb, Walter Johnson, Hannes Wagner in the MLB Hall of Fame's inaugural class in 1936?
That's the key, the inaugural class.
George Sisler or Christy Mathewson?
Or Cy Young.
Or Cy Young. Can't believe Cy Young was.
I was surprised because that was my guess. I was surprised that it wasn't him.
Yeah.
Huh.
The answer was Christy Mathewson. You nicknamed him
the Big Six.
And I had the gentleman's hurler, played 17 seasons with the New York Giants. There it is. We'll have another trivia question coming up later. Of course, the question sponsored by Nodak Insurance, and the Jimmy's Pizza is still waiting. Mm-hmm. You mean we have a free one coming?
Maybe you and I should get this one.
We'll take that one.
I like it.
Yeah. I want in on that.
You want in on that?
You got it. Oh, boy. Our guest today is Eric Kringle, Valley City Tennis Association, also USTA. Part of that program as
executive
well.
Executive producer of this program.
Executive producer. He does it all.
He does.
That's why
he wears many hats.
That's why he's wearing one.
Executive
today.
Producer being the best job I have.
And the least paying.
Trying to wrangle you two. I don't know.
It's pretty tough. And you're still a tennis parent.
Yes, still a tennis parent. Yeah, I got one left.
Yep. You can come in a little bit.
Oh, there, a little louder. All right, there we go.
Yeah. Your voice is loud, but
like I said,
loud.
My boys get mad. I'm not talking my full volume. I'm not using my full coach's voice yet.
Bringing it down.
Yeah. Oh,
and speaking of Kai, wrapped up his freshman year at Concordia College.
He did, with a good win for him. They were missing their number three. He was out ill, so Kai got bumped up from four to three. He played his one and only match at number three singles and got a win. We unfortunately had to leave because we had to go to somebody's award ceremony.
You didn't have to, but I'm glad.
Oh, no, we had to. he got a huge three-set victory at number three. It was his one and only match at number three. Unfortunately, the team lost 4-5 in a four-and-a-half-hour match. That match went almost every match was three sets.
Wow.
So it was really close, but they had a good season. And, again, that team is all freshmen and two sophomores. So everyone's back next year. If anything, maybe get a recruit or two. They're going to be pretty good, I think. So
well, Paul and I got to enjoy an evening in Minneapolis, USTA Awards, and met a lot of people.
Yeah.
And, boy, I learned a lot about tennis, that's for sure.
Tell them the story you told me this morning about who you saw on television last night.
Yeah, we had, a couple and their daughter sitting by us, the Cheyenne Davies.
Sabia,
who is a tremendous young player. Well, we got a chance to talk to her and the parents, and they're excited. We want to see her play when she comes to Valley City.
Yep.
So I get home last night, I turn on DAY TV, and who's on there? They had a story on her.
The Goo family,
just her.
Yep.
And it looks like she's off and running again this year. It looks like maybe a championship for her.
She's going to be really tough, and she's a freshman? I was going to say sophomore, and she had an older sister who just graduated, was an amazing player too, and that's the type of tennis player. I just call them a machine. They just, both her and her sister, it's just, they don't make mistakes. They just go out there and it's just, ball after ball after ball. You better be on top of your game if you're going to put a dent in any of those. So,
and, of course, it was a little chilly on Friday, and they had the Mustangs practiced outside, but she didn't have to because she was in Chaska, but you said she doesn't need the practice.
She doesn't need the practice. No, Nope. She's a seriously good player.
So how do these young players excel? I mean, at that age.
Well, they started at a young age,
She said she started at seven.
Yep. Yeah, I was on the court at four years old. Okay. Kai was probably about the same. So, yeah, it's a young age. And then, of course, Fargo and Grand Forks both, but especially Fargo, has one of the best youth programs out there. They're playing year-round. They have great indoor facilities, great outdoor. They've got teaching pros, you know, so they get a lot of attention. They get a lot of and Fargo has this an outstanding program. Unfortunately, they're losing their head pro Oliver Summers. He's heading down to Eagan, Minnesota. So it'll be a little change in the leadership in Fargo. So we'll see if that has any effect. But he's been a good leader there for a while.
Let's talk about Valley City. Valley City Tennis Association, you've got a big night coming up. Or day.
On the next Tuesday night.
Yes, I was going to say, night. So May is National Tennis Month. Right. So next week, even though we start on the 30th, we're kind of doing two big things. Tuesday, the Highliners play Fargo South. And so VCTA does our annual fun night, we call it. And so come out, watch the Highliners play, and we'll have a hot dog feed. And it's just kind of to kick the tennis season off is kind of what we, you know, call it. And so you get to cheer on the Highliners, eat a hot dog. It's going to be a good match. The Highliner girls are arguably one of the best in the state. So if you want to see some really good tennis, come out and watch that. And then the very next day, Wednesday, we have our annual block party that we've been doing for, I don't know, 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
And that we do at the rec center just because we, you know, Tim was saying earlier, you never know with May. It could be snowing for all you know. And if it does snow, Tim can hit me later. But we do it in the rec center. I believe this year it's a little different. 6:30 to 8. And that's a free-for-all. Just show up. Tons of games, prizes, an hour and a half of just fun tennis. It's mostly younger kids, but it's just a chance to get in, you know, introductory into tennis a little bit before the summer starts and all the other stuff. So,
do we still have a lot of interest in tennis in Valley City?
Yeah, our numbers actually were up again a little bit last year. We talked about those at our big annual meeting here that last week. I lose track of time. But our numbers were up. You know, our girls' tennis programs are always in the 30s. Our boys is in the 20s. And then summer rec for the park and rec is usually 100, 110 kids. And then our leagues always are about steady 30, 40 people. We usually say we put 300 to 400 people through our program every summer, which I think is pretty decent. You know, and that number always creeps up. It's not creeping down. So it's steadily growing. And for a small community, I think we do pretty dang good with it.
What about the age group?
Well, that's a great thing about tennis, and I can attest to that from last night. I played with what we call the old guys doubles. Well, it's not even guys anymore. There's some women that play in that too. I played with Don Schock, Al Olson, and Rick Ross. So I was the youngest one in that group at 54. Donnie being 81 or almost 81. I don't think he's quite 81. And I am sore and achy today from that. I mean, I was moving way. They made me work way too hard. We have ages as young as 4, 5, 6 years old getting into programs. So it's a great thing at tennis. It's a sport you can play your whole lifetime. Don Schock's the testament to that. That guy is just a machine. He's out there. He's playing good. He just doesn't stop. And this year, actually, one of the first things we're doing, because those new courts that got redone up there have what are called the blended lines for 10 and under tennis. That's the first time. We've been wanting to get those blended lines for a long time. So our VC Open that goes on in July will have a 10 and under division now because we have those blended lines. So we're actually trying to market to a little bit even younger ages and trying to get the tournaments and league stuff going for those younger ages. So
I know you wear a baseball cap and it's the wrong one, but I know you like baseball.
Yes, love it.
What turned you on to tennis?
My mom was a tennis player coach, and, you know, she was coaching the Highliners back in the early 70s, and some of my earliest days were running around shaking balls for the girls' Highliners. There's some pictures out there of me, you know, just black and white photos.
Oh,
of me,
I gotta
and
see those.
My mom would give me a wood tennis racket. It was a wood, racquetball racket, because it was tiny. Because back then they didn't make rackets based on ages. So I'd run around and shake, and so would my sister. And so, yeah, I just grew up playing tennis my whole life. And
wow.
So, but I played baseball too, but unfortunately they're both heavy summer sports. So right out of Babe Ruth, I was forced to make the decision. Do I want to travel tennis tournaments or baseball games? And I picked tennis since that was our family sport. Yeah. So.
Could you have done both?
I think so. I probably could have. I was I don't want to brag, but I mean, I was a fairly decent baseball player too.
Yeah, that
so.
Same swing.
They are very similar. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I played first base. I was all right, you know, but I was a better tennis player to be honest. So yep.
Going back to my college days, my buddy was a tennis player, played at Dickinson State, and on weekends there was nobody around. He says, "Tim, I got an extra racket." So he hit balls at me.
There you go.
And I still have marks all over my body from slams.
Well, we played Dickinson when I was in college. VCSU still had a varsity program. My mom was the coach, and we went out Dickinson, Minot, you know, the old NDCAC. Yeah, so
good stuff.
Well, you mentioned about the collegiate tennis, you work with a club team because it's a club sport at VCSU.
Yes.
And do you see a lot of interest in that, too? And you play a lot of colleges. I mean, you'll play the NDSUs, and a lot of them have maybe varsity teams and club teams, don't they?
Yeah. There's a program through the USTA, the same stuff you guys were at for the awards, the same called Tennis on Campus, TOC. And it really got started because a lot of college programs started cutting tennis. And, of course, VCSU cut tennis back in 93. They cut a bunch of sports like golf and track and whatever. And so TOC came around because all these schools, there's tons of kids that, you know, that leave varsity programs in high school and they're in colleges. And really nowadays what you see is collegiate tennis is either NCAA, like, you know, the big schools, and or you see the private schools like what Kai plays for with Concordia, the MIACs, you know, those sorts of things. So all the other schools, NDSU, UND, they tended to cut tennis, and so that's where TOC came around. And what TOC did is it used the USTA sections. We're in the northern, which is North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and a little bit of Wisconsin. It used the sections as kind of your conferences, if you will. And so, but there's no lines between NCAA, NAIA. You play everybody. So if VCSU hosts a team, we're going to be playing the Gophers. We're going to be playing the Bison. We're going to be playing, you know, the Hawks. We're going to be playing anybody. And that gets a little intimidating for smaller schools, obviously. Right. And a lot of the players coming from the Gophers tend to be ex-varsity. They're now out of eligibility, but they're still in school, so they're going to play TOC. So these are NCAA Division I athletes you're facing. So, but, yeah, we've, you know, been going. We have not had a team the last couple of years. Actually, since COVID, we lost all our girls. And in TOC format, you have to have a minimum of two guys and two girls, and they compete together as one team.
Okay.
We haven't had any girls. So I'm hoping we pick up some girls and we maybe get back on the map again. But yeah, it's, and there's a sectionals, there's tournaments, and then there's a sectionals and a national tournament for it. We qualified for the nationals twice. Our best year under Claire Olson, Dustin Miller, Dalton Androsic, we finished 32nd in the nation that year, out of 64 teams at the national tournament. So we did pretty good. So.
Well, let's hope. We got to get some girls there.
Yeah. Yes, we do. Yeah, we for sure.
Definitely. Hey, growing up again, we all have our favorite players. Did you have a favorite tennis player?
Oh, John McEnroe.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a lefty, so I saw that. Don Schock brought it up last night that, yeah, I had a little bit of an attitude in high school tennis, probably fostered from John McEnroe.
That would have been Jimmy Connors.
Well, Jimmy had an attitude, too.
Right.
But, yeah, no, I Jimmy was right-handed, so I went after John McEnroe, and, yeah, he was my idol. Just loved watching him play. He still plays on the old guys tour, so I love watching him. He's playing a little more pickleball now than he is tennis. But,
oh, man.
Yeah. So, okay.
Pretty cool.
And now July 12th through the 14th, that's the Open.
That is the VC Open, the Junior Open. Yep, that's been going on for years. And, again, we have the 10 and under division this year. We're hoping that'll be a lot of fun. That we're exclusively doing on Thursday. That starts Thursday. We hope we'll get it done Thursday. And then, basically, the 12 to 18s will go on Friday and Saturday. And we usually have a good turnout, anywhere from 60, 70 kids all around the state, sometimes South Dakota, Minnesota, and that's some real competitive tennis, too. So.
And that's a level six. What's level six mean?
Level six is basically unranked players. In a sense, you don't have to be at a certain level. When you get down into the lower-level tournaments, you're talking a lot higher quality player. Those players are out there to build ranking and to finish, you know, and technically probably moving on to higher-level tennis. So this is pretty much anybody can enter. It's a true open.
Okay.
You know, it doesn't matter what level you're at. And so we attract a lot of players in our tournament from around the region who want to get points to help their, but they come to our tournament because it's kind of more open and it's not necessarily, they're not going to face some tougher players. You get the Fargo tournaments and you're getting people coming from Michigan and Iowa and, you know, some pretty serious talent.
Right.
So, yep.
Okay. Very good. We're talking with Eric Kringley, Valley City Tennis Association, here today on our podcast, Toast and Jam. Anything else you'd like to include?
The only other two things I'd touch on is the rest of our summer, we have two other things besides our open. We have our junior team tennis, we call it JTT. That, the big thing I want to push there is it was for the past 10-plus years, it's been Wednesday nights. It's going to be Monday nights this year. That was a big change, I think, accommodating other athletes doing other sports. So that's going to be Monday nights. Everything's on our vctatennis.com website. You can go to vctatennis.com, find all those programs, sign up for those programs. You pay for them on the website. And then we have our adult league. That's Tuesday nights, just like it always has been. That's just a casual drop-in doubles. Show up. There's no cost. Show up. We pair everybody up based on skills and go out and play some doubles on a Tuesday night. It's total fun. And then there is a singles flex league that Matt Nielsen's running. I don't have the details on that today. He hasn't gotten that all out yet, but he will be doing a singles flex league where you're assigned a singles match every week throughout the summer, and you just schedule it and play whenever you want, and then awards at the end of the summer kind of thing. So, okay. But that's the bulk of the tennis for the summer. It's going to be a busy summer. We're pretty much going 3 days a week easily.
Well, a sport that has also taken off, and it's kind of close to tennis, and that's pickleball.
Mm-hmm.
Do you play pickleball?
I have never even touched a pickleball racket. I don't want that to sound negative because from what, you know, it's a great sport and it's a growing sport. And I encourage people to play it, any activity you can do. And I think pickleball is obviously a great sport. It's just I'm still an active competitive tennis player, and I don't think I'll play pickleball until I can't play tennis.
Kind of reminds me of ping pong.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yep. Yeah. It's
and it's a little different than tennis.
And I think it's a little loud. That's my one other opinion. It's because it's a wiffle ball and you're smacking a wiffle ball around. And, you know, tennis, the only noise comes from me grunting really loud. So
we'll get into that.
No, boy.
That's just because I'm old. It isn't what you're thinking, Paul.
But before I let you go, one tennis piece of history for you, real quick.
Sure.
We're a week past the sinking of the Titanic. And there was a gentleman by the name of Richard Williams. No, not that one.
Richard Williams.
Not the one that people know as Venus and Serena's father. That was on the Titanic and bobbed in the frozen water for about 6 hours, was rescued. They told people he would never walk again. And in 1920, he won the Wimbledon doubles championship. He was a professional tennis player.
Did not know
And that. He was actually a good one prior to the sinking of the Titanic, and went on to one of the top tennis players in the world, and then won the doubles championship 6 years after they told me he'd lose his legs.
Is that the rest of the story on the Titanic?
That's the rest movie? Of the story.
I did not know that. I'm a pretty good tennis historian. I did not hear that story before.
Well, there you
Thank
go.
You, Paul.
I'm surprised they haven't put that into movie form.
Yeah. That would be a good
one. That would be interesting, yeah.
R. Norris Williams is his name, but he went by either Dick Richard. Or Richard.
Yeah, when you said that, I was thinking the Williams is right away, but okay, yeah. All right, that's interesting.
Awesome, awesome.
I have to get a hold of Hollywood.
Well, Eric, thank you so much for stopping in today.
Thank you, guys.
Do you have a favorite pizza? What kind of pizza is your favorite?
As long as it doesn't have vegetables on it, I'm pretty much eating it.
How about pineapple?
No, fruit. Yeah, I don't do it because I don't do – I like fruit, but not hot fruit.
You like the meat?
Yes,
the meat.
Yeah, pretty much.
Three meat.
Yeah.
Meat.
Mushrooms, onions. Mushrooms. Those all fine.
Anchovies?
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever had it.
Oy vey.
Yeah, no, I don't probably need it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, salty crustaceans.
And you know, we're not done yet, but you can hang it around.
I'll hang around. Okay, yeah, I don't mind.
We'll throw some other questions at you. But Jimmy's Pizza, first of all, dine-in, take-out, delivery. We all like delivery nowadays.
You
kind of
sang that one. That was pretty cool. Delivery.
Delivery, yeah. Well, that's my shower voice.
It's a new jingle, right?
Oh, boy. A lot of pizza at Jimmy's Pizza. They've got all kinds. Let's see. Let's see if Eric would like this. Jimmy's Deluxe. Got the...
Does the deluxe have vegetables on it?
Probably does.
Pepperoni, sausage, mushrooms, green peppers.
Oh, yep, yep. Yeah, you just crossed the line.
Are you not an onion guy?
Onion, yes. Green pepper. Okay. When you hit the green pepper, you just ruled me out. You lost me right there. They do have a meat one, though. They have like an all-meat one.
Meat Lover's Pizza.
There you go.
Pepperoni, Canadian bacon, sausage, hamburger, loaded with mozzarella and cheddar cheese.
I like Jimmy's Pizza. Yeah. Yep.
Jimmy's Pizza is good stuff. Yep. They also have the beer there if you're eating in. They have the beer. They have the e-games.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're waiting for the pizza.
Yep.
Win a little cash while you're winning, then you got your pizza paid for.
Perfect.
That works good. All the toppings, again, delivery. All you do is call this number. Paul has it. He does have it.
I have it memorized.
He's
Let's hear it.
845-1234.
You sure?
It better be, because that's what I'm going with. Same as my pin, but that's another story.
1234, you got it right. You got it. Oh,
it's on my
goodness.
Luggage.
Oh, we're going to do this now. We're going to throw the trivia question in the middle of the show here.
All right, that
so
works.
How about that?
That works.
First of all, though, a commercial break. We did Jimmy's Pizza about North Dakota Army National Guard. We've got a lot of seniors out there, juniors, thinking, hey, what are we going to do when we grow up? Army National Guard kind of helps you along.
Yeah, they do.
And they've got so many opportunities for you. And... they pay your way.
They pay your way.
Who pays your way nowadays? Unless you're an athlete, Caitlin Clark or whoever. You know?
Right, right.
But no, they take care of it. They pay for schooling. They got a little bonus for signing up, and they can help you through whatever career you want to get into.
Plumbing, electrical,
yeah,
anything.
And I think basic training is still in Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri.
Okay.
Yeah. Ran into Dave Richter the other day. That's where he went.
That's where he went.
And he went with my brother. My brother also hit Fort Leonard Wood when he got out of high school. So there it is, Army National Guard. Get a hold of him. You got a number there, too.
That is 701-490-1098.
Okay.
That's number to call.
This week's trivia question brought to you by Nodak Insurance and Agent Chris Quilvang.
Well, sometimes, you know, speaking of paying, it pays to have all your eggs in one basket, especially if the eggs need to be insured by a company you can trust, like Nodak Insurance Company. The more you insure with Nodak Insurance, the more you save. Protect your home, vehicles, business, tennis rackets, and everything you care about at a price that won't break you. You can ask Chris Quilvang about multi-line discounts and give him a call at 845-2912. That's Nodak Insurance Company, agents with answers.
This is for the pizza now. Medium pizza from Jimmy's Pizza. The Nodak Insurance trivia question: what is the official sport in North Dakota?
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
What is the official sport of North Dakota?
That's a very good one.
I don't know that.
I actually got this one right.
Yes, you did. I was impressed. Again, what is the official sport of North Dakota? Know the answer.
You go to Toast and the letter N, jam.com. Toastandjam.com, because that's where you can also listen to past programs. And up at the top, it says trivia question. You click on that. Just fill it out real quick. Get your answer. And then we draw from all the winning correct answers. You got to be correct.
Yes.
To get that medium pizza.
No winner last week. Let's get a winner this week. And you can also go to times-online.com. You can get the program there.
Yep, you get the program online at our website.
Spotify, Apple, it's all there. I listen to Spotify. It's easy to do. And Toast and the letter N, jam.com. I like that. You get the past programs as well. And you can get your answer in there.
Just so you remember, it's T-O-S-T when you spell toast. Yeah. Don't let autocorrect screw you up.
Yeah, Mitch Carlson, are you listening? Mitch Carlson didn't know about the program, and we were senior golfing yesterday, and I ran into him, and I said, hey, have you checked out Toast and Jam? Huh? I said, Toast, T-O-S-T, letter N, jam.com. We talk sports. 5 holes later, he's got it cranked on his phone. I'm going, what are you listening to? I'm hooked. Toast and Jam.
We might have to get him on the program to talk about the three-class system.
I think we will. Him and Josh.
He and Josh Johnson.
Yeah, the authors of the three-class system. Way to go. Okay. Let's talk some local sports.
Yep.
A rundown of some of the activity. There's a lot of it. I know there have been some cancellations, but we're jamming it all into the month of May here.
Speaking of jam.
Jam.
Baseball, the Highlander baseball team, they got 4 games in 3 days, roughly. They played a doubleheader on Monday. Of course, we're recording on Tuesday. They had a doubleheader Monday night in Fargo, lost to Davies, lost to West Fargo High. They got Fargo South here on Tuesday. They're back at Charlie Brown Thursday against Grand Forks Red River, and that'll be the next home game for Highlander baseball. And Tracksters, they are off. They got a junior high meet going on here on Tuesday, and then Valley City State is actually hosting a high school open at Shell Elig Field, Lockin Stadium, and the Hill Track. That'll be going on Thursday with a bunch of high schools in town for that. Softball, still looking for that first win. Tennis is off to a 1-0 start, and they are on the road, I believe, the next couple of days.
Davies today, Shanley on Thursday.
Both on the road.
Yep, both on the road.
They'll be home on the 30th against Fargo
Tuesday.
South as the next home match.
It's a big test there.
Yeah. This week is a big test. Both those teams are going to be tough.
9-0, they won 9-0 over North High to get things started for this year. We'd like to know the last time we had back-to-back tennis champions at Valley City for girls in the conference.
I got to go back to who was our singles champion, I would say, back in the 90s?
Singles?
Girls.
I don't think we had one because Susan was the last one.
Susan was doubles. Susan was doubles in 91.
Yeah, we had a singles one. Knoedl.
I don't think she won.
She was Miss Tennis.
She was, yeah, she won Miss Tennis. That's the senior award.
Yeah.
But I think she took third.
She did, huh?
Okay. Yeah, I don't think she won.
Okay.
Yeah, Susan and Brenda Amott were the doubles champion in 91.
21 yeah. until last year.
Yeah. Right. Until last year. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I couldn't remember if she had won it or not.
No, I don't think she won it, but she did win Miss Tennessee, the senior award. Yeah. 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 Okay. Yep. She was a very good player. Outstanding player.
Yeah. Very good. How about college?
I don't go to college.
Oh, you don't go to college?
Sports. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yes. The Viking baseballers, they just got done with a 4-game sweep of Mayville State.
Really? When's the last time we swept Mayville State?
In Mayville at Scott Berry Field.
Yeah, yeah.
And they needed to do it with late heroics both on both games on Saturday. 1-2 to 1-7-6 with late game heroics to sweep there. They have got Dickinson State coming to town this weekend, Friday, Saturday, but weather looks like it might go Saturday, Sunday, so we'll have to wait and see. That'll be wrapping things up. The softball team, number 2 in the conference right now, they're going to be on the road at Mayville State this weekend to wrap up their season, and they split their 4-game set with Dickinson State this past weekend. It was nice but windy on Saturday and Sunday.
It seems like that's going to be the rule here for most of the spring.
Right.
Wind.
Wait.
A lot of wind.
Golf team is at Dickinson State. They're day 2 of the tournament. Carrington. They're hosting the Viking Spring Invite, and so they're up in Carrington today wrapping up their tournament up there.
Always like that course. A lot of fun. And of course, we're praying for our friend Scott Berry, of course, diagnosed with cancer a few months ago, and prayers out to Scott and his family as he gets through all of this. And if we know Scott, he'll get through it.
Yeah, he will. He will strike it out like he did you many times.
Oh, man. Too many times. And I was the leadoff guy. I'm supposed to get on.
That's why you bunted. That's the only way you can get him.
Exactly. Exactly. VCSU Spring Auction coming up this Friday night. We're talking Tuesday here now, so this Friday night, Valley City Eagles Club. I know they got a lot of items on the auction block. It is always a lot of fun, and you can still go online, and I think you can still bid right up to the show.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So do that.
Lots of good stuff out there.
A lot of good things going on, you know, and the seniors got underway yesterday for the senior golf league for the Southeast area.
Did you finally break the Cottonwood curse?
I did break the Cottonwood curse, finally. I was in the low 90s both times last year, and I said, Tim, just smart golf will get a lower score. And, yeah, I got an 87, so a little bit lower.
There you go.
Still missed a lot of shots, but, hey.
You have to a good start, though.
Yeah, after a good start. Kind of like you remember a saying from Babe Ruth about golf? This is great. It took me 17 years to get 3,000 hits in baseball. I did it in one afternoon on the golf course.
That sounds like something you would say.
Babe Ruth, how about that? Wow. And we had our trivia question earlier. What is the official sport in North Dakota? And that question brought to you by Nodak Insurance. A pizza on the line, medium pizza.
And no, we will not deliver it. You have to go pick it up yourself.
No. Yeah. Today in sports history, 1937, New York Giants pitcher. This is something. New York Giants pitcher Carl Hubbell's first start of the season, a 3-0 win over the Boston Bees. Did I really bring this up? Is his 17th straight win. Streak continues for league record 24 victories in a row. Carl Hubbell. 1950 NBA championship, Minneapolis Lakers beat Syracuse Nationals 110-95, take the series 4-2 in
George
national championship.
Mikan.
Yeah, George Mikan. In 1954, Hammerin' Hank Aaron hits his first of 755 homers, 1954.
Still the home run champ, as far as I'm concerned.
I don't think Paul was around at that time.
Yes, I agree with that.
I don't think Eric or Paul were around at that time.
No.
I was about 6 months old.
I was going to say, that was the year you were born, weren't it?
Birthdays today. Warren Spahn was born on this day, 1921. He died in, where is it? 2000.
The Braves had a saying with Warren Spahn and Johnny Sain were their top two pitchers. It was Spahn and Sain and pray for rain.
I like that one. 1943, Tony Esposito was born. Canadian Hockey Hall of Fame goaltender was with the Hawks, Blackhawks.
Yeah. Brother Phil was with the Bruins.
Born in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario. He passed away in 2021.
There you go.
And that is going to do it, except for one more little thing.
We messages.
That word of wisdom, words of wisdom. If it doesn't open, it's not your door.
Love it.
I love that one.
It doesn't open. It's not your door. How many times has that happened?
I don't want to tell. Too many times.
Hey, the door has been opening for you quite often, so congrats again, Paul McDonald, on a job well done, U.S. Well Tennis deserved. Association Award.
Very well deserved.
Talk to management about a raise.
I'll see if I can't get something done for
you. Okay, thanks. Appreciate that.
Hey, that's it. Toast and Jam for another week. Brought to you by Nodak Insurance and Chris Quilvang. Also, North Dakota Army National Guard and Jimmy's Pizza. You have a nice week. We'll see you later.